guys, welcome to another episode of Cigar Chat, brought to you live at CigarFederation.com, broadcast around the world, the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in, wherever you are out there in the world today. Again, I said this last time, I wasn't here last week, but I got to figure out how to do the intro with the music. You know, I mean, I got to come in with energy. I got to.
John just complicated in the mess.
Yeah, it's crazy now. But
gotta play at those levels.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Yeah, make it. You do your magic. Do some post production magic on that. Guys, thanks for tuning in for another Cigar Chat. Back by popular demand is the show where we just kind of talk about whatever. Robbie Raz here with you as always. Logan checking in. You got brand new camera.
Dog, I'm looking fly as a biscuit.
That's biscuits. We just decided that before the show that biscuits is your new nickname. I'm not really sure why, but it makes me smile.
I like them
with some both little biscuits and gravy. That's good stuff.
Oh, honey. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was
93 in Austin today.
Girl.
Dude, it was like I walked out of the office and my balls started sweating. It was horrible. Like, I'm really worried about the summer we're going to have here.
It's going to hurt, man.
It's going to hurt real bad.
It's the sun is out, actually, today. we've had a lot of rain, but...
We have, too. That it's 93 today.
Yeah, no, it's not 93. It's like in the... That's probably in the high 60s here today, which is fine with me. I'm good with that. Speaking of weather, we've got our conscious Canadian. You're not really riding shotgun. You're riding, like...
You're riding bitch.
Riding dirty.
You're riding bitch, man.
One of those things. I think actually,
like in the middle seat.
Actually, no. He's driving. Logan, what do you think? He's driving.
No, man. He's driving.
He's our driver.
Oh, that'll work too. Chauffeur.
Muscle.
Yeah, yeah. You can be, John's our Uber.
Body man. Give me a coffee and a tea.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. But how's everything going up there? It looks cold.
You know, of course, it's like 66 degrees all weekend, and then Monday I look at the weather and it's like, you know, 41. And
are we talking freedom degrees here?
Yeah, absolutely. We got to talk freedom degrees for our audience to understand what the heck I'm talking about. Everyone else can figure it out. They've got Google.
Fair enough.
Logan's audio game is making me a little mic jealous. I might have to like step it up or something.
You got new fancy headphones too.
I did, man. I upped my game, dog. This ish to the 21st century.
It didn't sound any better to me, John.
Dude, such crap. When I got Ed, you're like, man, you need to go back to that old crap.
I was talking about your camera because I can see you way too clearly now. But we'll stop picking on biscuits and we'll move forward.
Why don't you get being a douche nozzle?
Biscuits.
Biscuits.
So what are we all smoking tonight? Since we're just kind of rolling solo, I grabbed just kind of the first thing I saw in my humidor.
Yeah, you're smoking something?
Yeah, the Alec Bradley.
I'm shocked.
Mundial. I had posted my review of the pickle juice today as well.
I know. I'm very proud of you. Good job. So, yeah, is that the one that got shot into space with the monkeys?
When we had Casey on Cigar Chat, we talked about this. I don't think there were any monkeys involved.
I think there were monkeys.
I don't think so. I think they put it in like one of the hot air balloons. And
no, it's one of those weather balloons that get up to like maybe 70, 80,000 feet.
Yeah. So to say that it went into outer space, I don't think is
I mean, it's
correct.
Technically true because you breached the upper levels of the atmosphere.
Are we talking about like the exo-atmosphere skeleton thing?
Like, yeah, I mean, you were still... Like, gravity, yeah, I mean, you're not really in space. Like, it wouldn't have been dark.
Now, was it as high as when that guy from Red Bull jumped off the thing? Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah, he went way the hell up in a balloon or something like that, and he jumped.
I saw a thing where a while back where a guy was up at, like, 80 or 90,000 feet, and then he jumped, and he was talking about, like, for the first, like, minute, like... When you're falling, you don't even know you're falling because there's no wind rushing past you. Like there's no, it's like there's no sound, there's nothing. And he's like, "Am I just floating out into space right now?" Like,
that's a disconcerting thought, dude.
That's a little scary.
Am I getting sucked in the wrong direction?
Am I going the right way here?
No, I'm sure that all of you tuned in to hear about upper stratosphere, whatever the hell jumps, but. Anyway, I'm smoking the Mundial. Logan brought that up because they did send some tobacco into space or something to that effect.
With the monkeys.
I just pulled up some specs on it real quick. This is the first time I've smoked it, and it's actually pretty good. Honduras wrapper, Honduras binder, Honduras filler with some Nicaraguan filler in there as well. This is the PL number 4, and it's kind of a pretty nifty little ring gauge. Or a nifty little...
Did you just say nifty like a big hoe?
It's nifty. It's got kind of a little shape to it. Little Vitola. It's a 48 ring gauge, 4.5 in length. Comes in boxes of 10.
Well, that's cool.
Medium strength. It's apparently rated a 92. I'm not sure by who, but that's what's
by who?
On their website. Have we reviewed this? I know I have it. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure if we have.
I don't think I've reviewed it, and I'm like the Alec Bradley review hound or whatever.
Yeah, so I probably should have saved this for a review, but oh well. Oh, Logan, what are you smoking?
I'm smoking an unbanded, hate to even admit it, Romacraft Aquitaine from circa 2012-ish.
Oh, girl. That's good stuff, huh?
And it's smoking like,
really nice.
Baby giggles.
Baby giggles. That's off-putting.
A good thing.
John, what are you smoking?
I'm smoking Super Secret Sauce. I think code name is Project Coconut Shovel.
No, the code name is my... No, for real. That is really the project code name is my...
Okay, very good. I can tell you this has a San Andreas Maduro wrapper. It tastes like a Nicaraguan Puro, and I don't think there's no Candega in this. It's got some Jalapa and some ASP for days.
Some of that.
There's
Jalapa.
No ASP in it.
Really?
No. But you would be correct on the Jalapa.
Jalapa.
Jalapa, you don't Esteli Lajero.
That dirty Jalapa. Oh, Esteli Lajero. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's a bombshell. Uh-huh. Look for project codename Mike in approximately 3.5 months.
Just to be clear, it is project name Mike Hunt. As if that were your name. If your first name was Mike and your last name was Hunt.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, Mike's a good guy. He works on the oil field.
Have we pretty much decided this is not going to make in the Armed Forces Radio Network?
We haven't said anything illegal.
Are you going to work some magic on that?
What have we said?
I'll massage.
Thank you.
Mike Hunt.
Yes, but we'll move forward.
It's like 15 bleeps they got to do right there.
The good news is they're all within the first 10 minutes.
Mike,
that's the good news. So, John, we're not going to talk a lot about beer because Logan scolded us before the show, but I know you're drinking something special there.
I am, and so I went to the store, and lo and behold, what do I see there? But Death by Coconut. It actually seems appropriate. I mean, it's not from Ireland, but it is an Irish porter, and this is St. Patrick's Day week something. Yep. And I saw it on the shelf, and I'm all like, I just went crazy, and I said, well, we're going to see if, Rob fawning over it, going nuts over it was as good as it is. And you know what it is? This is like one of those beers that's going to get in the high 4-point untap ratings, like maybe a 4-5.
Absolutely,
it's fantastic.
It is quite scrumptious.
Goes well with this beast of a cigar.
Super Secret Squirrel Sauce. Mm-hmm. How much do they charge for that up there?
Oh, bro, it was $20 and something cents for a 4-pack in Freedomville here.
In Freedomville, holy crap!
Not cheap.
That is that's pricey.
That's pricey.
Hey, I think whenever I pick up a 4-pack. It's like $10, which is still expensive. But anyway, moving forward, just curious. I love that beer, the Death by Coconut from Oscar Blues in Colorado. And have we featured that on Sharing Our Pairings yet? I don't think so.
I want to say you had it on 2 episodes ago, but maybe you were just talking about it and you didn't actually.
I was probably just talking about it nonstop because that's what I do. But
that beer. We do have a show coming up this Wednesday. Maybe I could pour it.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go. With we have a guest.
Fred Rui.
There you go. Fred Rui from Nomad Cigar fame.
Who got jacked in the March Madness initial bracket.
Well, one of the cigars did. So March Madness started today. Who wants to talk about that?
Rob.
Crickets. John, you'll tell us all about March Madness.
I wish Matt was here. He would do a much more eloquent job because it's his baby.
His voice sounds way better on anything than mine does. It's like 14 octaves lower than me. Anywho, yeah, so this is the, fourth year we've been doing March Madness. Props Correct. To Matt, who takes the lead on this. So you, obviously the big thing the weasels want to hear is you can win stuff. You can win stuff.
Douche novel.
And that's, and make it work for myself. So you can win stuff. That's really the most important thing. But the cool thing is you got this huge bracket of cigars. It doesn't have to be new cigars. It just cigars are in the bracket that have been rated highly and sort of in the forefront. You go and you go to the Cigar Federation. You vote on it. If you can pick this the winning cigar for the entire bracket, you win a big prize. I think Jay won last year, didn't he?
I don't think we're doing prizes this year.
We're not doing prizes this year?
Yeah, I was actually going to say that.
Awkward.
So it's a good thing that we didn't really discuss this before we went on. But yeah, ultimately, it's I mean, you get to vote for the cigars that you think are the best. Some of the can hey John, can you pull up the bracket for today and talk about some? We'll go over some of the more interesting.
Oh, I got to poop.
As we go through, thanks, Logan.
You're welcome.
I am going to scroll through some of these questions here. We actually got a lot of questions. So this is a simple question. We'll just get this one out of the way. This is from Jeff Madre. Jeff wants to know if there's going to be a Cigar Federation safari next year, Logan.
That's a great question.
Undecided.
No, I mean, I don't think it's I mean, it's not really. Listen, Jeff, right now it's in Tobacco Jesus's, Tobacco Krishna's, or whatever deity in the tobacco world that you pray to. It's kind of in their hands, to be honest. Like, of course we'd love to do it, but it's all really comes down to Drew Estate, right? Like, if they want to have us, because there's not too many, I don't know if you know this, but there's not too many private trips. And what I mean by that is that most of them are mixed shops, like the Reddit cats is like combined with two communities. There's very few, and I can only think of two off the top of my head, that are specific communities that have their own trips. Mm-hmm. So if we can work it out, I mean, I'd love to be another trip next year. Now, what will we do? Techo, I'm going to have to seriously consider that because the amount of labor that went into building those houses was that no American should have to bear that. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, all I got to say is they were having us dig out holes with a coconut shovel. And I mean, I'm a drama queen, I'm a total diva, but I am not exaggerating. I'm being freaking for real.
Now that's actually a very different definition of death by coconut.
No, that is actually, yeah, I mean,
it's it could actual, have been bad.
Far less enjoyable.
Far less enjoyable, but let's say if I was a betting man, I'd give it probably
60-40?
No, I'd give it higher than that. I'd give it 80-20.
80-20? Oh, that's lead pipe lock right there, Jeff.
So drop some cash money on that.
Read between the lines, bro. There's going to be one next year.
That'll probably happen. Hopefully.
So, John, you got some of those matchups for Cigar March Madness?
Well, some of the John, why are you here?
I don't even know. It's just to drink and smoke. So some of the matchups, of course, we've got the
Wei Wensei.
The wise man.
I'm all flustered. Going against the Nomad Therapy, so that's going to be a tough matchup. Of course, Jose Blanco Senoral is in there.
Against two.
That's going against the Aurora Salud Amore.
That'll be an interesting one.
That'll be an interesting matchup. The Warped Floor de Valle is going against the Falto 20th Anniversary. That's kind of a cool matchup. Room 101 against Ezra Zion, All My Exes. The Underground Shades in there. That's actually an interesting matchup because that's against the Advanced Warfare from Viva Republica.
Oh, that was a tough one for me to vote on. I cast my vote earlier today, and that one.
I did mine too. I did the Shade.
That one was tough for me to choose. I honestly can't remember which one I voted for.
I just did the Shade because there's not too many good Connecticuts. And like I've told you guys last week and you about crapped yourself, because I've been on a Connecticut, like, swing.
Yeah, but you're done with that,
I don't even know who you are anymore.
I know. But, no, I mean, every day in Safari I started off with a Shade. I've been smoking the Tiger Kitty soft paws, although, unfortunately, I am all out of Tiger Kitty soft paws. No more of those. But yeah, I've been smoking a lot of Connecticuts. I smoked, what was it? The Crowned Heads, Mason Dixon 2014, 15, the Connecticut one.
Mm-hmm.
It was 14. I smoked 14, that the other day. That was okay.
I never smoked that one. Is that any good?
Yeah, it's okay.
I've got one, but I haven't smoked it.
It's all right.
The Southern from this year was good. I think it's the Southern. I think it was that's the Southern is the one that I smoked.
I didn't smoke that one, I don't think.
Yeah, I haven't smoked both of them. I smoked one of them. Guys, just a reminder, you're listening to Cigar Chat, brought to you live on CigarFederation.com. Broadcast around the world, the Armed Forces Radio Network. We're here waxing I'm not going to say waxing poetic because there's nothing poetic about what we're doing. So just talking about cigars and what's going on in the world, answering some of these audience questions here. So thanks for tuning in. Logan, this next segment's brought to us by who?
This next segment, Rob, is brought to us by our good friends at Drew Estate. Drew Estate. Sucker. Back to you, Rob. Hey, good.
You can find them at it's just DrewEstateCigars.com.
Right? It's DrewEstateCigars.com, yep.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So let's see. There's so what's all this talk about a salmon patty?
Hey, man, those that know, man.
Well, let's ask the question then. This one's from Trip. And Trip was on the trip, so I feel like Trip might know. So the buzz in the blogosphere is that the salmon patty is going to take the world by storm.
I don't know about all that.
And wait a second. It's not only that, but it's going to take the industry. It's going to change the industry. Top to bottom. It's going to.
Who said this?
It's going to. You're going to take the industry by its feet and shake it until all the money comes out of its pockets.
I'm just going to turn it on its ear, like Kenneth Powers.
That's what it sounds like.
What
can you tell us about this revolutionary cigar?
Well, Rob, let me just tell you. It uses the finest A-grade proprietary A-grade tobacco that's special. It's absolutely special, and that no one in the world has access to this tobacco other than me, myself, and I.
That's fantastic.
And it's rolled by level 9 Cuban rollers on thighs.
Triple caps?
It has 6 triple caps. And
we use a special rolling technique, right, that nobody else uses?
Absolutely. It's called... Yeah, you don't even know the name of it. It's so cool. And it's rolled on the thigh of Jessica Padrón, all 1,000 of them. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
It's got a chap after a while.
Yeah, no. So basically what the salmon patty is, and it makes me a little frustrated, and I'm going to go on a rant here for a second, is the salmon patty, if you've been following, we've done 2 releases from Black Label Trading Company for the store. The first one being Gringo. Very clever. Next one finally came to fruition, the Tiger Kitty Soft Paws. Well, the Salmon Patty is the 3rd edition of that. And I actually have one right here. It's right there.
What's that?
That's the salmon, dog.
Is it?
Yeah, the Chinook swimming upstream.
Why it's pink?
Well, it's pink because it uses a Sumatra wrapper that has kind of a pinkish shade to it.
Well, I was talking about the little footband, but yeah.
Well, yeah, that also is part of the reason. We're going to release it, obviously, but everyone who is a member of the Cigar of the Month Club, all about 200 people, are getting first shot at it. And if you are a member of the Cigar of the Month Club, in your Cigar of the Month Club packet should come a nice little business card that says, hey, do you want to know about what's in this month's selection? Flip this card over, and there's a nice little QR code and link. And if you were to click on that, which obviously you didn't, and you would know exactly what was included this month that talks about the Vitolas, the blends, everything, and it would tell you, but obviously you didn't. So it's probably the 17th time I've answered this question.
This is the first time I've heard of it.
Oh, that's because you're not a member of the Cigar of the Month Club, dog.
Obviously, and I definitely didn't scan the QR code. So so basically it's a cigar. It does exist.
It's a real thing. It's not like, fake.
It's like nothing that's ever happened before. Did you have some sort of spiritual... did you go on like some sort of spiritual quest to find the blend?
I went into the desert with Jonathan Drew, and we were tripping peyote, and the blend came to me. No, that's not true. Jonathan Drew does not do drugs. I don't know. The blend was good, like mild. I mean, it's mild, medium-ish, and I really hate Sumatra. I just don't really dig it. And when I smoked the test blends, I just thought it was pretty good, and I wasn't so sure about the name. I kind of regret the name because the salmon patty is kind of a bad name because it makes you think of like lunch that you got in like middle school with like salmon patty. It just seems very unappealing. Had I done it different, I would have come up with a.
Trip from the chat room says the salmon patty name is actually hitting on all cylinders. So there you go.
I don't know if I trust Trip's judgment at this point. I think Trip might be doing peyote with Jonathan in the desert right now. I don't know. But ask Trip, does he like it? Because I don't know. I don't know. I mean, he got one.
So they're like people have these already.
Yeah, like it's not a joke. Like they are in the Cigar of the Month Club.
Oh well, this is breaking news for me. I have no idea. But as you say, I'm not in the Cigar of the Month Club. So
gotta be in the school of trust, bro.
Yeah, no, for real. Let's scroll through some. This is kind of a topical question from Jason Myers here. As I commented before, I did post my review of the pickle juice today, limited edition. Does the store have? Sigfed store got some of the pickle juice.
Already sold out.
Already gone. They gone.
Yeah. I didn't even have to advertise them.
Wow.
I just put them up and they sold out. All 10 jars.
Wow, that was quick. So he says, with St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and I'm curious to know what you guys think about Candela wrappers. Is this a pure novelty, or does the Candela wrapper really offer something interesting, some interesting qualities that make it worth using? My personal opinion is I've really only smoked like two Candelas that I enjoyed ever. Kind of the consensus, and probably the best one that I've smoked, is the Illusione in the Lancero. I can't remember which one it's called.
The HL.
Yeah.
Holy Lance.
Yeah, that one. That was a legit cigar. And the pickle juice was okay. I think I gave it like an 86, which in our rating is, you know, I'd pick up a few. And I would. I'd buy a couple of them. I don't see myself buying a five-pack or a jar. And basically, since they're sold out most places, I won't ever buy it because it's gone. But it was fine. I mean, this one didn't have that... that grassy flavor that you get. You know the flavor I'm talking about? Just tastes like grass and hay, yeah. And you're just like, well, what the hell is going on here? the pickle juice sidestepped that, and it had some nice flavors, actually. It was just really, really mild. So do I think that there's some qualities that make it worth using? Sure. And, I mean, obviously there are, because people use it and people buy them and people smoke them, but it's not really in my wheelhouse. Logan, I assume they're not in your wheelhouse either.
I've never smoked it.
Candelas in general.
I mean, I've smoked the Filthy Hooligan, which is disgusting.
I didn't like that one.
The Holy Lance, it was good. It was okay. I've smoked a couple of Yahes that were St. Patrick's.
Yeah, they were did those.
Average. The only Candela that I've smoked in recent memory, I think I maybe smoked like five or six my entire life, but was the Romacraft Fomorian, which is more or less the Cro-Magnon blend with a Candela wrapper on it, and it's good, but I don't really think the Candela shines through on it because you're using such powerful tobacco.
Probably just gets completely overrun.
It just completely just crapped on. But I mean, it's okay. But like, it's probably the best Candela I've ever smoked. But you don't see me smoking it every day.
That's a fair.
It's a novelty thing, in my opinion.
And that's his question, and especially when you throw a name like Pickle Juice on there and you put it in
Which
jars.
Seems like a horrible name.
Well, coming from the guy who just named a cigar Salmon Patty, I don't think you have much of a platform
to jump
from. But
also coming from the guy Tiger Kitty Soft Paws and Gringo.
Yeah, well, a Gringo, I get it. Tiger Kitty Soft Paws is more of a joke, and anybody who follows this show would get that joke.
I even got a lot of people say that's a great name.
No, it's cute. But
it's so cute. You want to know what the next follow-up's going to be?
No.
Tiger Kitty Sharp Claws.
The Sharp Claws. That's going to be like the same blend with like a San Andreas wrapper on it or something?
No, it's going to be a Connecticut. Just going to be a little stronger.
Oh, with a little whata in there.
A little cha-cha.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. John, what do you think about what does the Canadian think about Candelas?
You know, I've smoked a few Candelas. I think there's a reason why they used to be big and now they're not, because people's tastes evolved into tasting cigars that are good and not, you know, novelty crap. I mean, and that's really what Candelas have become now, right? They're only released as a novelty thing around St. Patrick's Day. And, if you like tasting dirt and grass and hay, then, you know, power to you. But, I mean, it's just they're the best you can hope out of a Candela is it's average at best. Now, that said, the Fomorian is actually on my short list because I haven't smoked a Fomorian. That's one of the ones I wanted to try. But, you know, I've smoked a bunch from everybody else, and they're just not good.
Yeah, like LFD makes one, and I know Fuente makes one. But, I just don't track them down. And, I mean, based on the way that you guys are talking about them, maybe the pickle juice was better than I thought. Because it was really, I mean, for me, it had kind of a lot of cream coffee up front. There was a little bit of sweetness in there. There was no grass or hay. I didn't get anything like that. And it had kind of a nice white pepper spice. But the flavors were so toned down because it is such a milder cigar that it was good, but I wanted more. If I got the same flavors that were in there, but, you know, doubled, then we're talking about a pretty good smoke. But for me, it was just a little too mild.
I mean, at that point, you're essentially blending the cigar to overwhelm the Candela wrapper. And at that then why don't you switch the wrapper up? Because obviously, you're not looking to get anything out of Candela because nobody likes it.
Because it's St. Patty's Day, dog.
Because it's St. Patty's Day. You got to respect St. Patrick.
Absolutely. That's why we're doing the show on Monday and not Thursday.
Drove all the snakes out of Ireland.
Drove them all out.
He did.
Or so they say.
That's how the story goes, man. That is how the story goes. Kind of on the same topic. This one's from On, and On wants to know what cigars this past year have disappointed you. We'll start with Logan because
so many to count.
You are just soaking up the negative sauce. So lay it on me.
What cigars disappointed me?
Yeah, this past year, like releases from this past year. And then we're going to follow this up conversely with what cigars did you enjoy?
I can think of a
couple off the top of my head. And give you a second to think here.
Senor Almaduro.
I haven't smoked that yet. I haven't smoked that yet.
Sorry, Jose. The La Imperiosa.
Didn't like it, huh?
Nah. I mean, I love John. John, if you're listening, I apologize in advance. Don't be angry. But, like, it just...
Well, we weren't fans of the original blend.
I wasn't fans of the original either. I don't know. Yeah, I didn't really like that. Literally last year, nothing really, like, blew up my skirt. Like,
so you were disappointed by everything.
Like, kind of. Like, the new El Cedro stuff. I mean, the Maduro was pretty good, but the Habano wasn't that great. I'm just trying to think, like, of all the stuff that was released, like, wasn't a big fan of the Monsters, didn't really like the Hyde.
Yeah, the Hyde was a little bit of a letdown. The Jekyll, for me, was a far superior cigar.
Oh, my God. I'm just trying to think. I've lost there. I keep forgetting everything that was released.
I think the La Palina Black Label was a bit of a letdown.
That wasn't released last year, was it? They did the red last year.
Oh, you're right.
Wasn't the black the previous year?
It might have been, yeah.
I don't know. I smoked it last year. That's how I'm counting.
So that's how it works.
It was okay.
For me, a couple that really let me down, they were both from Tatuaje. The the H-Town Lancero, which is specific to Stogies in Houston.
I didn't smoke that.
I didn't like that cigar, and everybody was raving about it. I just didn't like it. And I bought a 5-pack. I ended up giving the other 4 away. And people love this freaking cigar, and I've really enjoyed the iterations up until this year, but the Tatuaje TAA 2015 was a big miss for me.
Really? It was okay.
I smoked 3 or 4 of them, and I just, it didn't, I bought them, which is why I smoked all of them, but I think I gave one of them away. I ended up not liking it for whatever reason.
But I think the TAs from Tatuaje are pretty much spot on. Other than I feel like 2013 was like, you know, the year when you just take a big swing and a miss, because that thing was just nasty.
The 2013.
One where it wasn't the box press with the different band. It was the Bon Chasseur. Yeah, that blend or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like a big old donkey dick size.
John, you're going to be busy.
Now you can say that.
What about you, John? What let you down this year?
Well, if you want to talk strictly 2015, I was expecting more of the Untamed Extreme from La Aurora. Mm-hmm.
Were you expecting anything?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess I shouldn't say that because I'm kind of poo-poo on a lot of Dominican tobaccos to begin with, but I was kind of expecting something after the 2014 Untamed was kind of talked up, and you know, it's kind of got the cool lion band, which, you know, you think, okay, well, it's going to have some, like, real strength to it, and it just kind of let me down. That's a bummer. I mean, it's not that it's, and I think, you know, to clarify, and I felt the same way that Logan did about the La Imperioso, but it's not that it was bad, as just, you know, like, Huber, for example, had so many good releases, so I'm like, well, this is going to blow my skirt up, and then it was like, you know, it's good, but I'm not rushing out to buy a box of it. And so I think that maybe that's kind of a double-edged sword, is you released a bunch of good stuff and then you release another thing and it doesn't live up to the expectations of everything else. How do you, you know?
Yeah, that's a fair point. That's a fair point. So that's a question from On, and I know he also asked the flip side of it. What cigars exceeded your expectation? Now, I'll start because, and this is referencing a 2016 cigar because it was actually released, I believe, on January 1st. go to another H-Town Lancero, the Illusione.
That thing was good.
Oh man, and it's based on the blend from the
Phantom,
the 2010 Singulari. Do you have any?
I've smoked two or three in my life, and it's a cigar I wish I had.
Yeah, I've never
endless supply of.
I've never smoked it.
God, it's good.
That Lancero for me, I didn't do a top 10 last year. I'll probably do one this year, but that's like the earliest of early runnings for cigar of the year.
It was pretty good.
That thing is legit. If you haven't smoked it, and really just about everything that Dion is doing nowadays,
I would disagree.
It really, as I like to say, tickles me where I like to be tickled. He's got kind of like a direct line to my palate somehow.
Really?
Is that a weird thing to say?
No.
No, I don't think so.
He's dialed in, man. What about you, Logan? What jumped out at you besides like the Tiger Kitty soft paws and
Sam? Well, I'm not gonna name stuff that I did because that would just be
salmon
totally cliche. I like the LFD Lennox.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was quite unique.
I haven't smoked that yet.
It's actually pretty good. I thought the Matilde Oscuro and the Toro was quite fantastic. I thought...
I haven't smoked that either.
I thought the Winway Say was good. I thought it was better than the Sober Mesa, but that's just my personal opinion. And then probably one of the best cigars, and I freaking hate that I even like this brand, but was the Aromacraft freaking, and the little petite Corona sampler, the Neanderthal, the XOD, holy biscuits. I mean.
The Viaje leaded, right?
That was released like 2 years ago.
Whatever, you're a big fan of that one.
I love that cigar. But yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think if there's anything else that was released that, I did like the Moira Ruiz Chinese Finger Trap. That was a good cigar. Didn't get a lot of love, but it was a good cigar. And then what else did I smoke that, like, I just kept raging on? Oh, La Michel.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about it.
I raged on that hard.
Yeah.
I think I'm, like, five boxes in right now.
Have you had the Atelier Racine in the Lonsdale?
Which one?
In the Lonsdale? The one they did last year?
I've had the 13, which was really good. And then I think I've had the 14. I don't remember it being as good. I don't think I've had the 15.
Yeah, that's a cigar I need to track down. I just love that size. John, what about you?
You know, I think the biggest surprise for me would be the Dunhill Selection Supreme. I wasn't really expecting much out of that.
That cigar hasn't even been released, I don't think.
No, I don't think so, but it was phenomenal.
That was a good cigar. And since you're on the topic of stuff from General, that Macanudo.
Yeah.
The Estate Reserve, Jamaica, whatever the hell.
Macanudo.
Was it really that good?
Yeah, it's
really
good, dude.
Really, really good. And I was going in thinking it's not going to be very good.
Yeah. It's a ramped up Macanudo, so it's like the strongest Macanudo that's ever been made as far as I know, but that's, I mean, relatively speaking, so that makes it like a mild plus, maybe a medium minus, but it had a lot of nice flavor to it.
The Liga Privada 9, the Box Press Corona, the one for
really?
The shop. Yeah, no. And I love T52s, and I've never been big on the number 9, but there's that Box Press, just something kind of magical about that Box Press. I don't know what it is, but it's really good.
I humbly disagree.
Fair enough. And John, looking at your hat, I know you like the Protocol. We were talking about that.
The Protocol, I forgot. I totally forgot that.
Protocol was legit.
Phenomenal.
Actually, you know what? Everything coming out of La Zona this year, so like you get on a list, and no one gave this cigar any love, but the La Serena Porthole, which nobody seemed to like.
That thing also,
you might be the only person who smoked it.
Disgusting, dude.
I
haven't smoked that.
I smoked it like 2 weeks ago. It was like gag of maggots.
It was phenomenal.
What?
Phenomenal. That I think I rated it a 90.
I just lost so much respect.
No, you gave it like a 97 or some crazy nonsense.
It was a high score.
Now, wait, which one? Because there's two, right?
Yeah, there's two. There's one which is
the Connecticut.
Yeah, the Connecticut I didn't smoke. You did or did not?
No, it was like a Habano, I guess.
Yeah, the Habano was fantastic. don't know what to tell you. The Espinosa Special.
Yeah, that was a good score.
Good. I mean, everything warped, obviously. I don't even need to give them any love.
Yeah, that's...
But yeah, the protocol, I think, really stands out because as if, I mean, you know, you hear somebody's coming out with a new cigar and you're like, okay, yeah, you're coming out with a new cigar, blah, blah, blah. But that was like legit fantastic right out of the gate. And now the pressure is going to be on them this year to follow that up because everyone wants to know where the new stuff's at. Mm-hmm. So.
You thought the Especial was good?
It was really good.
Oh. That's okay. The one with the, like the not gold, but like the copper.
It's like a copper bronze or whatever.
Yeah, copper on there.
Yep. And then maybe the Crux Guild, which hasn't even been released. Oh, you know what? I can't believe I forgot this cigar. The new re-blended Quattro Cinco, because I really, really liked the original Quattro Cinco, and when they were doing a re-release, I'm like, it's not going to be as good because you've tweaked the tobacco. It can't possibly be. And I think it's actually better than the original. So.
I'm really beginning to wonder about your palate, son.
You know, I like a range of things. And all the things that I like are good.
Fair enough.
I would humbly disagree with you right now.
Yeah, but our Venn diagram is a very sliverish crossover, and usually that's the really strong stuff.
Yeah, I just don't know if you were listening right now, if you should be listening to what John's saying, because I think he might be taking you down a down a rabbit.
A squirrely path?
A squirrely path.
Yeah.
Like, all those cigars you just named are ones that I've told Rob that, like, man, I can't hardly smoke that. It's so nasty.
Scored in the 90s.
Yeah, that I can vouch for that. He did. But although you do kind of say that about every cigar. So far, this Mundial is exceeding my expectations. This is pretty good. The first time I've smoked
it. I'm just giving you crap, John. Don't be upset.
This is pretty good.
I'm going to cry my beer later. Don't worry about it.
Not in the coconut. That don't screw that up.
I heard salt and coconut goes really well together.
It's not good. Another one from On here. So since we're talking about March Madness, which cigar would win in a head-to-head matchup of any Vitola of the Foundation from the Waywense and any Vitola of the Sobre Mesa?
Oh, no, you didn't.
I know my vote, but I'll let you guys go first. Logan, you already cast. You already cast.
Well, I would... Well, this was kind of a loaded question because there is one Vitola of the Sober Mesa that I like better than the one Vitola of the Waywense. So if you were to give me a Sober Mesa Toro and hand me a Foundation Toro, which was like a 656, I would much rather choose the Sober Mesa. But pretty much every other Vitola, in my humble opinion, would beat out any other Vitola of the Sober Mesa. Best John? Vitola of each, Churchill and the Foundation, and
I would agree with that.
The Toro in the Sober Mesa.
I would disagree with that. But yeah, the Churchill in the Waywense is legit.
It's so freaking good.
I'm surprised at how good that it is in that size. It's just kind of...
It's the best.
It's strange. I've only smoked two... I smoked two Vitolas. I think I smoked the Churchill, and I can't remember which size I reviewed. It may have been the Churchill that I reviewed. I'm not sure. Logan, what about you?
Did I not just answer?
Sorry, John. I was looking at you... for some reason, and then trying to talk to John, and it didn't work.
I don't know, man. That's such a loaded lineup because they're just completely different cigars for me. I don't know. I don't think I could pick.
Is not an option.
All right. I'm going to have to go Sober Mesa just to piss off Logan.
Once again, I think you chose incorrectly.
No, I mean, the Waywense was like really... And I'm actually surprised that Logan likes it because it's very elegant and nuanced, which is a complete turnaround from any of the Liga Privada stuff and any of the Drew Estate stuff, which is not, I mean, for the most part, subtle or nuanced. So I'm actually quite surprised that you like it as much as you do because I found myself kind of sitting and it's not a cigar you can just smoke and then not pay attention to it. You got to really pay attention to all the flavors that are there. That's too close. Yeah.
No, I mean, I would kind of disagree with you there. It's like, it is kind of a finesse cigar. It's like kind of like the Four Kicks. It's like, it's finesse. You kind of got to pay attention to it. But, I mean, there's Medio Tempo in it. I mean, there's some strong tobacco. So even though it is nuanced, it's not nuanced, but falls flat on its face, in my humble opinion, in terms of, like, nicotine content. Like, it's a strong cigar. Like, when you smoke it, you're kind of like, wow, this is kind of strong.
You know, it didn't really present as a strong cigar for me, so maybe that's why. Like, and it could just be that I took my time with it, so I didn't notice it. But it's definitely stronger than the Sober Mesa by far. Like,
hands down.
But I don't think you know. It's like comparing a Connecticut and Maduro. They're completely different cigars. So if you said, is a Connecticut better than a Maduro? Well, no. But if you're judging it on its own merits, I don't know.
Well, technically, Connecticut is usually a Maduro.
Connecticut shade.
Okay.
Mr. Vance Benson.
I'm just, you know.
You got to be specific.
We got to be specific.
We can't have any lies spread on this show. To be fair, we've talked about this in the past, and I know we talked about it when we had Steve Saka on Cigar Chat, that those two cigars are always going to be tied together.
Always.
Always. But it's, like John said, they're not very similar. I mean, they're similar in the sense that neither one of them was like a Liga Privada, but that's it. Beyond that, they're different smokes, but they're always going to be tied together.
It's almost like the two of them were trying to get as far away from Liga Privada as possible, and that's what they ended up accomplishing.
In a way. I went back and looked at my reviews, and I scored both of them quite highly, but I actually gave, and this surprises me, I scored the Waywense higher than the Sobre Mesa.
That's not surprising.
And the Waywense I smoked in a Robusto. And if I were to do a Redux review, I don't think I would score it any higher because I gave it a 94. So it's hard for me to go any higher.
Golly, just passing out the good reviews, son.
Come on, dude. Those are two of the best cigars that were released last year. And I actually want to go back to a question earlier about some cigars that surprised me because I was looking back through my reviews. But the way Wednesday would probably score the same if I reviewed it in the Churchill, which I do agree with Logan's. It's better than the Robusto. Those are the only two Vitolas I've smoked. The Sober Mesa are reviewed in the Toro, and I would much prefer, I prefer it in the Fino myself. I just love that size. And I think the blend plays a little bit better in that size in my opinion. So it might actually, up that score a little bit.
So there could be the Vitolas then, cause I smoked the Wawense and the Corona Gorda and it was quite good.
Yeah. Interesting. A couple of cigars, as I'm scrolling back and looking at some of my reviews, cigars that surprised me. And this would have, had I done a top 10 list last year, this would have been maybe my cigar of the year. If not, it would have been really close. The Oktoberfest Das Brauhaus, the Nicaraguan blend that was in that...
Brauhaus,
whatever.
Whatever.
It would have been in the Nicaraguan in that flying pig size. That would have been one in my top list. What else? There was a couple. Gunslinger Perdition was a cigar that surprised me.
Dude, I smoked one of those yesterday.
It's a good cigar.
It's a great cigar. The Drifter, not so much.
The Drifter, yeah, different. But the Perdition's legit, man.
It's a good cigar.
That's one of the few things that we've agreed on. I've smoked in a couple of different sizes. That box-pressed Robusto that, his name's escaping me. Kendall. That Kendall sent us.
Yeah.
He doesn't sell that size. I think it's just like an event only.
Oh, really?
That size was legit. Box press Robusto. Scrolling through here, a few other things.
Dissident Soapbox Lancero?
No.
That wasn't really released.
Yeah, nor will it be.
No, that's. I thought we were talking about cigars that weren't released.
And nor will it be, yeah, because they're like disbanded, right? Like
they are defunct.
Yeah, completely.
I got one left.
I actually think I have one.
I've got a bunch of their stuff.
I do too, actually.
The Padron Damaso was a little bit of a letdown.
Gross.
It was all right. You know, the Crux de Connoisseur was a letdown for me. I was expecting.
Really? I actually like that.
I was expecting that to be much better, and I remember not getting a big kick out of it. Where did I score it? I gave it an 88, which for me, like an 88 for me is just kind of like, it was good.
But what's that mean an 86 is?
An 88 means I would actually buy a 5-pack.
Okay.
That's what I mean.
That's what the system says.
I go by what our system says, and that's a strong 5-pack. I would buy it, but I expected more because of the other releases from Crux were quite good. That one didn't really. John, you gave it an 8. Oh, actually, John gave it an 88. What did I get?
Yeah. Yeah, no, to me, an 88, I mean, that's approaching a box split. Like,
Jared
that's
gave
up
it
there.
An 88. I was looking at other scores. What the hell did I give it? I gave it an 86. See, there, yeah, you go. There you go. I knew I didn't like it as much as an 88, but an 86, yeah. So that means, I'd pick up a couple because, you know, it wasn't that great. But as a group, we were all kind of in the same place. And there was one other one for the reason that I did this that I forgot about.
Bob Dog mentioned DeCrossier. I can't believe we didn't mention DeCrossier.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
That was good.
Yeah. The DeCrossier releases were pretty
good. I don't like Costa Rican tobacco, but, man, he's got some magic touch with that Costa Rican tobacco. 512 for $6?
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Legit cigar. Speaking of, you know, cigars that are for $6, that Casada keg, forget about it. That's a good cigar at that price. Yeah.
They're really good.
It's
most Casada stuff misses me.
I think you would like the Casada keg. I think that's strong enough to be in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. The thing that really gets me is when we did it on, we had it on the pairing show. We paired it. I paired it with four very different beers, and it worked with all of them. And that to me is kind of says a lot. Let's see. So okay, a couple of people have asked this question. I'm going to pick Jay Zarata, Fast Jimmy.
Jimmy.
And he says, what does the future hold for Cigar Federation? I'm like an addict that needs more! ! What things are planned to keep us Fedheads happy? And before we get into that question, Logan, we're going to do a quick station break. Just remind our listeners, you're listening to Cigar Chat, brought to you live on CigarFederation.com. Broadcast around the world, the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in wherever you are. If you're downloading us on a podcast, we know you guys are out there, as John says, in droves and all over the world. We appreciate every download. If wherever you're downloading us from gives you the option, go ahead and give us a rating. Leave us some feedback. We've got a 5-star rating, I believe, on iTunes, but we could, give us some feedback. Put some reviews up there. Let us know what you guys think, and we'll go from there. But anyway, what does the future hold, Logan, for Cigar Federation?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Tell us your business plan.
I got a few things in the works, man.
What's your 5-year plan, bro?
I can't. Yeah, what is your 5-year plan, bro? And it'd be more like, what's your 5-year plan, bro? That's an inside joke. I don't know. It kind of is going to depend on what the FDA does. Because at the end of the day, if we're not able to smoke kind of boutique craft cigars anymore, I wouldn't say that Cigar Federation goes away, but I think the ability for us to dump money into it's going to kind of change a little bit. But let's just say that there's some in the works, you know, a redesign of the app coming and, you know, some other cool stuff. Maybe no more chat room. Who knows? Boom. We don't know.
There it is. The chat room has vanished like a fart in the wind.
It's like, yeah, dust in the wind, dog.
And as would your traffic.
Actually, there is no traffic because people come there and sit on the page all day long. So I would be losing, I don't know, 50 hits a day.
So we've only got a few minutes left. I normally wouldn't ask this question, but it was upvoted a few times. Shooter wants to know if I finally cut my hair or if it's just tucked underneath my hat. It is officially tucked underneath my hat. Because I can't, it's to the point where I can't not have it pulled back out of my face. Otherwise, one of these days I'm going to take a picture of what I look like when I wake up because it's pretty epic. But
I need to get mine cut.
Yeah, you do. You're looking scruff, dog.
I know, man. I kind of want to do the Locks for Love thing. I like want to donate it, but I don't think I'm going to be able to get that far.
Dude, you've got a ways to go, son.
I mean, but did you see this? I mean, it's like I did measurements the other day. It's like 8 inches.
It has to be an 8-inch ponytail.
Well, dude, like, is there like a foundation that doesn't require such strenuous things?
No, it's. I've looked, and actually, the one that Pantene is the one that I'm going to donate to, and I think it's 10 inches, because they have to be able to make the wig out of it for boys and for girls. And
well, what if I just want to donate to a boy?
I don't know if it works that way, man, but you could look into it. You could look into it. I actually, when I was doing my taxes, I found the receipt for the last haircut that I ever got. Or not ever, but the last one that I got. And it was in August of 2014.
Oh my God, it's been that long?
Yeah.
No way.
There may have been another one after that, because it wasn't until like November or December when I really decided that I was going to actually do it. I mean, we joked about it, but then I really just made the decision that I was going to do it. And yeah, so I may have gotten it cut like in September or October, but knowing me, probably not. So. And that was probably around the last time that I shaved too, to be honest with you. This is my 2014 World Series beard still in full effect. So we've got a few minutes left. I'm looking at these questions here. Jay Zarata.
Let me ask you a question, Rob.
Yeah, go ahead. You ask a question.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you a question. And you too, John. If you were going to have, let me preface the question. There's a lot of people in the cigar industry that are very passionate people in social media and like to get into arguments. If you were going to get into an argument with Steve Sakka or Skip Martin, which one would you rather argue with because you think you could beat them in the argument? And who would you rather not get in an argument with because you know ultimately you would lose? And the topic is just cigars or life or doesn't really matter. Anything could be on the table with those two.
Here, let me tell you something about myself.
You're non-confrontational.
No, not necessarily. Depends on what the topic is. But I don't know that I would want to get into an argument with either one of them. So it's kind of a cop-out answer. But
that's kind of a weak answer.
With Skip? Well, with both of them, really. I mean, they have strong opinions. I've seen some of the arguments that they've gotten into. I mean, Steve Sakka is a bit more... his arguments tend to be a bit more noticed. Skip doesn't get into Facebook arguments as much as...
Not as much as he used to.
Yeah, as much as he used to. I don't feel like I could beat either one of them because I would just lose interest. And I would just give up. And just say, yeah, fine, you win. Because I stopped caring. But again, it would depend on what the topic is. That's probably a better question for you. Who would you?
Oh, man.
I know you've had arguments with Skip.
Oh, yeah. Who would I rather battle royale with? Like, it would depend the topic. If it was politics, Skip and I are definitely on opposite ends of the spectrum. When you argue politics, you never usually win. So I would not want to argue that with Skip because it's just not going to end well.
Are you a Trump supporter?
I am not a Trump supporter. I would like to classify. No, we're talking political stuff. Because I'm definitely not a Trump supporter. I'm actually very terrified of this upcoming election because it terrifies me to think that we could have a freaking fascist in Trump and then we could have a socialist in Bernie Sanders. Like that literally could be what our country is coming down to.
Well, let's stop it right there because we don't need to go any further with that. Because that will derail the entire show.
Right,
I don't want to interrupt you.
But if I was going to cast my vote today, I would probably cast for Rubio. I would say I'm more of a Southern Democrat if I was to classify myself. But I would support Rubio because I know he'll protect premium cigars.
Okay, there you go. And you've got a vested interest there, so there you go.
I have a vested interest.
Absolutely.
But who would I argue with? I would say I would rather argue with Sakka. Because I think Sakka, because I'm a very logical, I mean, not all the time, but if I'm going to argue with someone, I can make very logical arguments, and not saying that Skip's logical, but like I think Sakka would be more willing to take it, and even if we didn't agree, he would be like, okay, I see your point, but I don't agree with you, where Skip would then just continue to argue.
Okay, fair enough. John, what about you? You're Canadian. You don't argue with anybody.
That's actually not true. Canadians argue a lot. We just tend not to get too upset about it. I think the problem is I don't know Sakka well enough. And you know, it's funny because Steve and I, to my great surprise, or Skip, I should say, Skip and I are actually very close politically, which really floored me when I started reading his post, and I'm like, you are not what I expected. So I feel like from that perspective, I'd have a pretty good argument with Skip, because I feel like I wouldn't get too upset, because, you know, as a Canadian, I'm used to people trying to get a rise out of me all the time. So I wouldn't That's get true. Too upset. And I feel like I probably couldn't get under Skip's skin. And conversely, because I don't know soccer very well, I feel like I could light him up pretty good and get him pretty upset. And I think as soon as you get somebody upset, I think that's when the conversation goes off the rails. So I think in that respect, if I got into an argument with Sack, I'd lose. I mean, beyond the fact that he knows way more than I do about everything, and so does Skip. But I just think Skip would probably take the conversation a little bit better, because maybe I know him better.
So I think this should be a feature from our IPCPR coverage this year. You know, argue.
Who we can argue with the most?
Yeah, let's see who we can piss off the most.
All right. Well, I've got to be involved with both of those, because I can definitely push buttons.
That could be fun. John, how much time do we have left?
Got 2 minutes.
2 minutes. What do you guys want to talk about for 2 minutes? This Mundial was actually
like
really good, man.
25 people joined Cigar Federation today.
Say that again.
We had like 25 people join Cigar Federation today.
What are you giving away?
Nothing, dude. I don't know if you've noticed, and I hate to even admit this on air, but, like, I'm not really sure what's going on. Like, every day, it used to be, you know, you get one a day, two a day. There has not been a day in the last month where we've had less than five people join.
That's fact, because I do get all the emails when people sign up and when they're approved. So I do see all those emails, and it gets kind of
annoying. Like, I don't know what's going on.
I just assumed there was a giveaway.
Mm-mm.
Wow. It's maybe we finally got the Canadians to join in, John?
Yeah, no, they're mostly people? Americans.
Yeah, there's not enough Canadians out there to fill the roster, I'm afraid.
Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, new members.
I'm not complaining.
So the last thing I'll talk about, because we've got a couple seconds left, I had a nice little brew day yesterday. I brewed my first batch of chocolate milk stout.
And, how'd that turn out?
Well, I won't know for
a week. Just messing with you.
How long is that going to sit for?
It's going to sit for a couple weeks, and it goes into secondary fermentation. It sits for a couple more weeks. Then we got to throw some cacao. I think it's cacao nibs.
Cacao.
Nibs in there for a couple weeks. And then I'm going to break it out into I'm going to leave 2 gallons of regular and then do 3 1-gallon breakouts. I'm going to add coconut to one and peanut butter, and then one's going to have like a barrel-aged effect with oak spirals and...
Oh, girl. And
but I did bottle my IPA that I brewed, I don't know, 5 or 6 weeks ago. And with that one, I broke out 2 gallons, and added grapefruit. And I tasted them both yesterday, and they were very good. So I'm excited about those. I won't get to actually drink them for a couple more weeks, because they are bottle conditioning now. But that was my excitement for the week.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I think that kind of brings us right up to the end of our Armed Forces Radio segment. So thank you guys for tuning in. Next week, actually, I need to book a guest for next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've got the following week booked with the guys from Atelier. We're going to have Casper, and I believe Dan and Casey are going to join as well.
Okay.
But I don't have anybody booked for next week, so... that was my mistake. I thought we did, but I guess not. So I'll have to find a guest, and then we'll go from there. But baseball season's right around the corner, man, so get used to these Monday shows.
I don't know.
Ooh, girl. Anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. You can find us at CigarFederation.com. Everybody out there in the Armed Forces Radio Network, as I say every week, you guys are built to do something that we're not built to do. Thank you so much for putting your personal safety online to keep us safe and... free to talk about cigars. We appreciate it. Everybody have a great weekend, or great week, because it's Monday. Stay safe, and we'll catch you next week.
Don't stop, bitches.
So, Logan, this cigar is a creeper.
I told you, dude. It's strong as fuck, man.
It's strong as fuck. I can really feel. I'm getting down to the nut here. It's strong.
I can't
as fuck.
Believe you're like, oh, it's not that strong. I go, dude, it's strong as fuck. The name Mach Hunt does it justice.
It's a creeper. I mean, you don't really get. I don't think you really get a sense of how strong it is till about the halfway point. And then I was like, goddamn. And I ate dinner and I had dessert and shit before I came out, and I had a beer, and this is still like blowing my socks off.
Just jacking you up.
Just jacking me up.
You do look a little green.
Love that nicotine.
It'll get all.
Yeah, but it's not like, I mean, it might make Rob throw up. He's a little bitch, but everyone else will be able to handle it. Just kidding. Rob would probably not like it.
I wouldn't like it. I don't think it would make me sick, but I avoid those cigars because I don't like them. Not because I can't handle
it. But, John, even though it is strong, it's got flavor for fucking days, though.
For days. I mean, I cannot
believe.
Put a
week on it?
Put a week on it?
Put a week on it?
No, I don't even know what that means.
That long.
Yeah.
If you were rating it, what would you give it, for real? Like, no, you won't hurt my feelings, for real.
No, I
76.
The not paying attention. 42. Not paying attention to it. This is an 88 and an 89 easy. And this might be in some of the best San Andreas Maduro wrapped cigar I've ever had, because normally I find for me, and normally San Andreas Maduro wrappers, you get it in the first third and then that's it. You don't get any more of the wrapper for the rest of the cigar. And this cigar really the San Andreas Maduro really kicked ass in the second third. Like, it was scissor. It was so fucking good.
The name might be changed because of your sipping on some scissor.
Scissor. It's maybe. Strong, though. It's strong in a good way.
Telling you, man.
It's no Nancy cigar, I'll tell you that. You should call it the Nancy. Coconut Nancy.
call it the Unrob.
Yeah, the Unrob, yeah.
I do want to do, even though Rob won't appreciate this, I do want to do the Master Bader series. And it have
a,
like.
You got a name council and everything, man.
Dude, let me read off some of these names really quick.
Do you have all of them trademarked?
No. Because, first of all the releases would be freaking so like a 500 to 1,000 cigars. If anyone wanted to, if I did screw up and name a cigar, which I think most people in their right mind wouldn't freaking call the cigars this, but if they did, then it would be such little cigars. By the time they sent me a cease and desist letter, it would already be sold out, so it wouldn't really matter. But we want to call it the Master Bader series. It'd be five for five fingers, and we'd have sausage fingers, chicken choker, the flogged dolphin, one-eyed trouser trout, the stranger, lefty surprise, radish sock, lovely blumpkin. My favorite is immaculate conception, Rosie Palm. Her name was Jill with Jack. I didn't really get that one. Pud Puller, Jerkin Gherkin, Monkey Spanker. This is another good one. Skin Flute, Batting Practice, Bleed the Weed, Burping the Worm, Cobra Charmer, another one of my favorites, Dishonorable Discharge, Manual Override, Pocket Pinball, Goat Stroker, another favorite, Muscle Tussle, Buddy Wacket, Conker Wonker, and the Five Knuckle Shuffle.
Who came up with that list?
That was done.
Not you.
Name council.
I got everyone kind of liquored up. Everyone was drinking. And I said, hey, let's just come up with good names. And then that just was me sitting on my BlackBerry writing them all down.
And just to clarify, it's the Master Baker series.
No, it's the Master Baker series.
Master Baker. The name council decided Master Baker.
Okay, Master Baker series.
I like Dishonorable Discharge.
I like Dishonorable Discharge and Immaculate Conception.
Thank you.
Yeah, those are...
I think that was John's. But yeah, so I don't know. There'll be more releases from Black Label coming out in probably 3 months. I don't know, man. I mean, it depends on what the FDA does. Like, if I can get away with it, I mean, I would love to do the Master Bader series and do, you know, 500 to 1,000 cigars in each. Because it'd just be funny. But, like, the question is, let me poll the audience. Would you want to smoke a cigar that was called Dishonorable Discharge?
Or Skin Flute.
Or Skin Flute. Or Monkey Spanker. Or Cobra.
How many
Charm.
Of these are going to be 7x70s is the question.
They're all going to be like petite Corotas. No, actually, they're not.
You gotta do a chode. You got to have the chode in there. No chode.
No chode?
The knot?
The knot.
Dude, that was the best fucking interview I've ever done in my life.
That was actually kind of funny. And John, John, to answer your question from IM like a week ago, no, we looked up hotels and I wrote them down somewhere, but that was like 3 weeks ago, so I don't remember. But we'll look again. IPCPR hotels. Because I'll be damned if I'm staying. I'll be damned if I'm staying at the fucking Stratosphere again.
Don't you fucking say it. Don't you dare say it.
I mean, I loved that. That was the best bartender I have ever had in Las Vegas. That guy was...
He was pouring that the Nadura.
I wasn't sure whether he was trying to get in my pants or be my new best friend, but he succeeded.
Whoa.
I didn't know about that. But, no, yeah,
on
he...
On the new best friends.
There was some serious... Those were heavy pours, which was nice. We tipped well, though.
Yeah, we tipped well. I mean, he poured us a half a bottle of whiskey, and it only cost us, like, $35 or something. So that's a pretty good deal.
So we tipped him pretty well. But, yeah, Logan, you can stay at the Stratosphere, and we'll all stay somewhere else.
Okay. Me and Jared will. No problem. I got to tell you, I mean, staying off the... I know you guys are not keen... Let me just talk here. I know you're not keen on the Stratosphere, and the internet was left something to be desired. I agree with that.
That was my main problem.
But
because we got
About it being long, yes. Like the cab ride took probably 10 minutes, right? And like yes, it was $10, $15. But when you split it four ways, it's not that expensive. But if we stayed at Treasure Island, we're gonna walk almost farther than we would if we just got a car, because we'd have to walk from Treasure Island across the bridge through the fucking Venetian, all the way to the fucking Palazzo, to the convention center, where if we drive, all we have to do is just take the car, get dropped off right at the convention center. And we walk up some escalators and we're there.
That's the best argument you've made.
I don't really care about the distance.
It's easy to say that now when you're sitting down in front of the camera. But at the end of the day...
Dude, it sucks.
After you check your Fitbit and see that you've gone 19,000 steps... And then you're like, oh, shit, now I got to walk back to the fucking hotel and it's going to take me 20 minutes. That's a fair point.
No, what I mean by that is I don't care if we're taking a taxi that far. Again, that's not a big deal. It was the fact that the hotel room was shit. The hotel quality was...
I can't even remember what the rooms looked like.
It was bad. It was pretty bad. And the hotel itself was...
$50 a night, man.
Yeah, the price was right, but the hotel was pretty ragged, and the internet. I mean, it was
janky.
It was janky, and it was bad Wi-Fi to begin with. And I mean,
there was nowhere to eat. It had those like we went to that Mexican food place that they had, which was okay, but it's like, I want some options.
But yeah, if we need to take a taxi somewhere, I don't really care about that. So long as the hotel doesn't look like I'm going to get stabbed while playing slots and we get internet.
Would you rather look like there was shit on the floor and possibly getting shanked, or potentially get butt raped at the Circus and the Rape Dome?
That was the one that we almost stayed at, right? The first time.
Yeah,
we went?
The one where I walked in, he goes, "We don't have a reservation for you." Yeah. Fuck you, don't.
That was. We were there for like 15 minutes, and it made me sad.
It was a very depressing
place. Me sad. It was not the kind of place that I want to be around. It was bad times. It made me sad.
It was not good.
Yeah. So we'll find a place. It's probably not going to be the Stratosphere, but we'll find a place. And maybe we will have to hop a cab, but that's all right. I want something that's a little bit closer to food. I don't want to have to get into a cab every time I want to go somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Would you rather get in a cab or have to walk everywhere? Because nothing's really that close in Vegas.
Well, what I'm saying is, if, like, at the end of the show, right, the end of the day, it's 5 o'clock and everybody's shutting down and we got to go back to the room, I want to be able to go back to the room and clean up, you know, take a shower or whatever, and then go get something to eat that's, like, close and good and have options. And, like, we didn't really have that where we were.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just kind of off the beaten path. And I'm okay to be off the path. I just want to be a little bit closer to the path.
Yeah, I hear you.
So that's just my opinion there. Anybody listening to this gives a shit, but we're talking about it anyway.
I got a question. Okay. Do you guys do any investing?
Yeah. Actually, you got any tips? Talk to me.
I'm not going to share. I do have a question for you. So I've been looking for a place to store some loot, and this is not like an illegal, like offshore kind of like, you know, Cayman Islands.
Kind
of or a Swiss bank kind of deal. But I mean, I got some cash, and I don't want to just leave it sitting in a bank account earning like more or less negative interest. But I don't want to be very risky either, because like I don't ever plan on spending this money, But like in the event that something crazy happened, like, you know, AC went out or, you know, need a new roof, I want to be able to get access to it. So I can't necessarily put it in a retirement account, which I fill up anyways. But like, I've been looking at some funds that do like, you know, some short-term bond stuff. And I know enough about it to be dangerous. I'm just curious if you guys do any investing in short-term bond funds. If you had any feedback.
I know a guy, though, so just if you want to send me the cash, I'll pass it over to him and just, you know, make sure it's taken care of. Or the better way to do it is just tape it to the back of your toilet tank. I think we lost Logan.
Yep. That's right. I'm going to talk while he's gone then. The problem with short-term bonds is that, you know, yeah, you're going to get a little bit of guaranteed return, but I mean, you're not going to get much of a return. And that's, I mean, bonds are, it's, whatever you invested in, the type of investment has remained the same for the last 30 years. You either got safe investment, which is going to return you 3 to 5%, or you got risky investment, which is going to return much more than that, but there's a higher risk. And I put a bunch of money into the market at a time when the market was pretty volatile, and people were like, you know, my bank, I said, look, I don't know a ton about investment. And we went through it and I said, yeah, I understand that there's a huge risk. And she said, well, it sounds like you understand a pretty good section of the market then. I said, well, I understand what my risk is. And I think my return on investment was like 38%, which was much, much higher than what was anticipated and forecasted. But I mean, it really just comes down to what your risk threshold is and what your return threshold is. So, you know, if you want something safe, then the bond market's the way to go. But if you want to get money, that's not the way to go.
Well, my risk threshold's pretty low, but my return threshold's really high. Like, with returns, I want a lot, but with risk, I don't want any. That's, there it is.
There's unless you go to the horse track, you know, there's nothing that.
I can't think of a topic that we are less qualified to talk about than
don't,
this.
Don't take our investment advice. We are not investment specialists.
Yeah. Logan, so Logan, we actually just invested all your money for you. So you're good.
Nice.
Do you want the 10-second recap?
Yes, please.
So the 10-second recap is, it all depends on your risk threshold. If you have a low risk threshold, then go for bonds, but you're not going to get much of a return.
Well, I know
it's the 6-second.
Sorry.
Yeah, Logan's dropping out. Let's not even talk about that. What else? We actually had a couple more questions here. Who would win an arm wrestling between Logan, John, and Rob? I'd lose. I'm not a very good arm wrestler. Who is going to throw this poor Canuck some cigars?
For like second level advice here.
Well, yeah, but we're not on the second level, so that's the problem.
I'd like to arm wrestle Logan. I think that'd be interesting.
Another thing, we'll do at IPCPR.
All right.
I'm in. I think you probably lose.
He's got some big meat hooks, but I am much stronger than I look.
Meat hooks?
I think it might actually surprise you, Logan.
The thing with John is, if he's got a hat on, don't let him turn it around. If he turns his hat backwards,
I gotta turn my hat around.
You're fucked.
And then turn my chair around.
Yeah. No, that's it. That's when you're done.
And then I'm going to go over the top.
Right over the top. Right over the top. Speaking of over the top, Logan didn't get it.
No.
I think on that note, we've hit bargain bottom basement here, so we're gonna wrap this one up. But yeah, I need to find a guest for next week. So if you guys have any ideas,
recommendations,
any ideas, let me know. And I'm gonna start booking up shows leading up to IPCPR too. I need to look at that schedule. I just haven't had time. Anyway, on that note. Still smoking this Mundial. This actually lasted a lot longer than I thought. I haven't been smoking it that hard, but it's a pretty good cigar, man. If we haven't reviewed this, I'll have to pick up another one so we can. Looks like Logan froze again anyway, so that's fine. John, thanks for sitting in.
No problem.
It was a good time chatting, as always. I'll see you on Wednesday.
Roger that.
I didn't hear what he said, but guys, thanks for tuning in to another Cigar Chat. If you're still here, you probably should win something, but we're not giving anything away. So there you go.
We'll
catch you guys next week with a guest undetermined, but there will be one. We just have to figure out who. All right, guys. Thanks for checking us out. And we'll see you on CigarFederation.com.